love high time without this tam loyhoye chayovim anisha would be potter mishum the nashim tours of mitzvah sessions of andrama afagav the yabakos drabonin kiyen the rice a tikkun. That's why he's asking, L'chur, we only know that cloud by mitzvah the Raisa. The Torah part is an isha, it was the Zaman Geroma. But maybe by mitzvah the Rabbonin, no. So you have Raya from Al Gemara, even on mitzvah the Rabbonin. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah say, the Zaman Geroma, Noshim would have been potter. Only here by Dalek Kaisis, and we'll soon see by Mikri Megillah also we have that Svara, and by Chanukah we have the same Svara, Shafen Hoya Baisanes. Since they were part of the Nais, the Rabbonin included them in the mitzvah also. But if not for this new Svara, they would have been potter. Let's see the place next place. Vaya Brisa Nais. Pirish Rashbam, Shayodem Nigalu. What does it mean that an Isha was part of the Nais? It means because of them, the miracle happened. V'chein b'Megillah, the same thing happened by Megillah, by Esther. Because of Esther, the Nais happened. V'chanaka Ade Yehudis. By Chanaka also, the Svar of Himoiz V'Nais means that the Nais took place because of the Noshim. What was by Yitzias Mitzrayim? So Rashbam brings down, the Medrash says, first Rashbam, Termina Masechta, it's a more in Sukkah, a more in Saita. V'chan Noshim Sitkonius, Shoya b'yaisi ador nigalu. The reason why Klai Yisrael was zeichet to have Yitzias Mitzrayim was b'chus to Noshim. There were Noshim tzadek, the Sitkonius there. Because of them, there was Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the Svaria. Afei noi b'yaisanes means because of them they took place in the because of them we had the miracles. So it says the kasha b'kasha. The yaf mash b'shem and nikud. The Loshin af doesn't mean they're the yikur. Just means they're also included. The yodi b'shalmi gagoris shafein hoya b'yaisi sofik. They were in the suffix in the doubt. Mashma ba'isa sakona tlahash melor glavi. That's the pshat. Since they were in this doubt that we wouldn't have been taken out of Mitzrayim, the Noshim also were in slavery in Mitzrayim. They were also b'teich tishibud. That's why they had the inyan of dalakosis. And the same thing by Chanukah and the same thing by Purim also. That if we wouldn't have the nes, they also were in the same sakona to be killed out. So that's the pshat. Shafei noi ba'isa nes means the nes, the miracle. Arba koises halolu. The chiyuv to drink four koises. Tzorach sheyiyu behen kedei mezigais kois yofa. Each cup has to have enough wine in it that it should be kedei mezigais, that when you pour the water, the mezigais means you pour the water to make it diluted to be able to drink the wine. As the Gemara's times used to have yayin chai, very raw wine, very strong wine, it was too strong to drink. So I was used to put 2/3 water, 3/4 water, and 1/4 wine. So he says you have to have in each cup enough raw wine, kidei mezigas kais yofa. Then when you dilute it, put the water into it, it'll be the size of a kais yofa. Now we'll explain later what the Gemara means. Rashbam says, Amrav Yudah Mashmul, Dala kais alo tzorach shebehem. Bechol echot, each one of the four kaises has to have this measurement. Kidei shebehem mezigas kais yofa. Kidei that after you dilute it and pour the water in, it'll be a nice full cup, shel bracha. Now shiura, what is this shiur? Raiva revias lug. You need 1/4 of revias of a lug of raw wine, kidei in order she must zeno v'yamada revias lug. That after you add the water to it, you dilute it. You have to put 3/4 water and 1/4 of wine. So together you get a revias of lug. That's our measurement. We always say a revias wine you need for the cup. A revias means revias of a lug. So you take the raw wine. How much raw wine you need? 1/4 of 1/4 you need. Because if you just have 1/4 of 1/4, then you have the other 3/4 of water, so together you got 1/4 of revis. That's how much wine you have to have. They say, the chochar, all wine, the leidori achat klas maya. You have to have like 1/4 wine, and 3/4 water. Lav chamru, it's not called wine then. That's the most of the test. Alright, we'll see later exactly what it means also. That's what he says, each cup has to have this amount of wine. Now, shosan chai. Let's say you drank the kais of wine when it was raw wine. You did not add any water into it yet. It's very strong wine. You drank, you had a kais. Could even be the kais which was full to the top. You had a complete revius of yayin chai, of strong wine. What's the lochem? Zemara says, shosan chai yotze. You makayim the mitzvah. Shosan b'vasachas yotze. If you drink all 4 cups at one time, you're also makayim the mitzvah. We'll soon see what does it mean you're makayim the mitzvah. Now Rashi learns what Vasachas means, you poured all 4 cups into 1 big cup, and you drank it from 1 cup. The Rashbam doesn't like that pshat, because he says if you put them all into 1 big cup, that's only called 1 drinking. So
So Shbam learns means you had four cups in front of you, but you drank them one after another, not ala seidi. You didn't wait like we do. We make first Kiddush on the first one, then we say the Hu Agadah on the second one, then Birchas HaMazon on the third one, then Halal on the last one. He didn't do like that, but he drank them all one after another. Still it says, you are Yotze. We'll soon see what does it mean, Yotze. Yotze. Hishka mehen labonav ubnei bonav, obeisoi. From the one cup that he had, he let his children and bnei beis, everybody in the household, drink from it. It is also Yotze. Everybody is Yotze. We'll soon see what this means. Now it's must be like this. Shoson chai. If you say if you drank the wine when it's still raw, so we say Yotze. Raw, sharp wine, you still makayim the mitzvah. What does that mean, you makayim the mitzvah? Omar Rova, yedei yayin yotze. You are makayim mitzvah yayin. It's like a drank wine. But yedei cheres lo yotze. You're not makayim the mitzvah of cheres. What does that mean, yedei yayin yotze? So Rashbam learns, yedei yayin yotze. He learns, sheshosa arba koises. Lamais, you drank four koises. Each cup you drank at the right time, and you had a revius of wine in it. Just was very, very strong wine. So you makayim mitzvah dala koisus, he learns. Of yidei cheres lo yotze, kloimar, Rashbam says, ein zu mitzvah shleim, that's not the complete mitzvah. Shein chashivos elo b'yayin mozug. That wine is not such good wine, because it wasn't really drinkable, it wasn't diluted wine yet. V'hani mili b'yayin shlehen, but it's only by their wines. T'dori achat las mayim. Avu yayin shalonu leiboy meziga. But our wines, halavai, when we get them, they still be kosher. They add plenty of water into before we get it. Our wines that we buy now, that we have now, you shouldn't add any more water into it, because it's just about kosher the way it is. But according to the Gemara's times, though, you had this very strong wine, so the Rashbam is learning, your Mekayim Mitzvah Siyayin means you drank the Dalal Kaisis, you drank strong wine, so what? You did the mitzvah. But your Decheres Kliyotze means you didn't do the mitzvah min amukher. This mitzvah of Dalal Kaisis wasn't done in the nicest way. It should have been done with warm wine that's drinkable. Usual wine is already diluted, so that's called you could drink that wine. If it's so strong, it's not so drinkable, it is drinkable, you still make a bracha on it, but that's not called the mitzvah min amukher. That's the way the Rashbam learns. He just didn't do the mitzvah the right way. Rashi also learns like that. Rashi also says, this is not a complete mitzvah. Yeah. Weiter. Shosan Vasachas. What now the next thing the Bryce was, the Kiddush was, he drank all four cups one after another. You didn't wait in between to say the Agadah, say Birchas HaMazon. You just drank one, two, three, four, one after another. So it says you are Yotze. What does that mean? Is Rav Omar, Yedeyayin Yotze. Yedeydalad Koises Lo Yotze. In such a case, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Yayin. But Mitzvah Dalad Koises is Lo Yotze, not Mekayim. So what does that mean then, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Yayin, and you're not Mekayim Dalad Koises? So Rashbam learns, Yedeyayin Yotze means Mishum Simchas Yomtif. Nothing to do with the Dalad Koises. If you drank all four cups at one time, you were Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yomtif. K'netayin L'kamon. The Pasuk says, V'samachta B'chagechom, V'ma M'samcha B'yayin. How are you Messiah? Somebody been drinking wine. So if you drank wine, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Simcha. Av Yedeyar B'Koises Lo Yotze. V'kulon Chashuvan Kois Rishon. All these four cups you drank one after another, it's only considered like you drank one of the Dalad Koises. V'lo Yotze, not more. And you're going to have to continue on when you go the rest of the Seder, when you come to the right place, to say the second cup, you have to have another cup, a third and a fourth cup. That's John the Gemara. Yedayayin Yotze means you only Yotze, you did the mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv. But you are not Mekayim mitzvah Dalad Koises at all yet. Because Dalad Koises, the din is to be ala Seder. You have to make different brachas at different times. Hey, you didn't do it, you're not Mekayim. Tais lost lines like that. If you let your family drink from your kais, is yotze, they're also yotze. Now, Omar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, for who the ashti rubi de kosa? How much do you have to drink? You have to drink roiv of the kais. Now, what does it mean, roiv of the kais? So the Rashbam learns, tzorach shei ben kdei. No, nothing saying this here. Tray says, ruba de kaisa, hainu kamole lugmav. How much do you, what does rave de kais mean? You just have to drink a regular mole lugmav. Can appreciously yell. Amila katkhila tsarach nishtes revius. The katkhila by the dala kais is you drink a complete revius. And if not, maragmara ruba de kaisa just means a mole lugmav. That means one side of the mouth full, which is only rave revius. Not a complete revius, just a rove revius. Now this tais is mashma, the way he learns from this gemara here, is that Dalad Kaisis is a regular din like Kiddush, like any other bracha. when you drink a bracha shokir kiddush, or you drink a cup shall brichas amazim, the same halacha. How much wine do you have to drink from any kosher you made a bracha on? A mother lugma. That's the halacha. You have to drink at least a mouthful, which is roiv revius. You drink less than that, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But this is the same thing like a regular din kiddush. And I got Tosis on the Sadik Testament days also. Tosis has a suffix. If by the dalat kosher, does everybody in the family have to have their own dalat kosher? But maybe dalat kosher is just like kiddush. Just like by kiddush, it's enough for the balabas to make kiddush for everybody, and everybody doesn't have to have his own cup of kiddush. One person makes kiddush for the whole family. Maybe he was in Pesach night by dalat kosher. Tosis has the same shailon. It's enough for one person to have a dalat kosher, and he's moitzi the whole rabbin. He's moitzi the whole house. That's what Tosis, the first omid, and that tzaddik test on the days. Tosis says he will yitzkus alem miyarba kosher. And the first Mishnah says you can't give him less money to buy dalat kosher. And that tzaddik test on the days. The next, third to the bottom, Tosis. Lo yitzkus alem miyarba kosher. Tosis says. You don't have to give your children. Just you have to have the dalat kosher. You're moitzi everybody. Bishalai. Now Tosis says, "Usvara, it's a svara. The ma'ishin arba kosher mekiddush. Why is dalat kosher different than making kiddush? The chol hashana sheechad moitzi es kulam. One person makes the brach of everybody. Or miu gam kiddush shemoy lechalecha kosher. Maybe no. Maybe by kiddush also everybody had their own kosher. Then a little bit weiter, and Tosis says. So he says, "Ksas or mashm ksas dehoyu lechalecha kais." Another raya Tosis brings. The oid from our Gemara. The yomah be Gemara hishka mehem lebonav olubnei beisoy yotza. Our Gemara just learned says that if you let your children drink from your kais, they're yotza. Vu deshasa ruba the kasa mashma dehem yotza b'shmiya mashma. They were yotza the mitzvah just listening to you make kiddush, you making the dalat kosher. So Abin and Ruba the Kosa, that Mashma Tosis learning, you have to drink Raiva the Kosa, you have to drink a Mala Lugmav. Or else, if you don't want to drink it, they could drink the Mala Lugmav for you. Mashma Tosis learning in our Gemara, there was only one Kosa there. Just the Balabas and all Dalal Kosas, he had one Kosa. And the din of our Gemara is that a Raiva Revius has to be drunk. Between who? You, your family, Abi, a few people together drink a Raiva Revius at a cup, you Makayim the Mitzvah. That's the way Tosis learns from our Gemara here. That the Alad Gemara says again that Hishka Mehem Labonav Ubnei Beisoy. Tosis learning in this Gemara, there's only one cup here by the Dalat Kosher. Only the Balabas had four cups. He himself. Now he let his family drink from this one kosher. Is Yotz? And the Gemara says the Yotzer. And this the Gemara says, Ramak Rav Yitzchak, Rudi Yash the Ruben the Kosher. How much wine has to be drunk between all of them together? It's enough that Molim Lugma was drunk between all of them. In other words, Tosis is learning that Dalat Kosher and Kiddush is almost the exact same halacha. Just like by Kiddush is that way. That when you make Kiddush as a din, you have to drink from the cup. How much do you have to drink? A Molim Lugma, Rave of Revius, you have to drink from it. And the din is there also, that if a few pieces we spoke out, that even though Metzila, you're supposed to drink the Molim Lugma, if you don't, it's enough if somebody else drinks. And if the ever, it's enough if a few people drink together. The Gros says, where's the raya for that shita? That if a few people drink it together, it's enough as long as all two or three drank a Molim Lugmav from this Gemara here. Now those we should learn in our Gemara here, that the children drank from the one kais, and since between all three or four children, right of the kais was drunk, was drank, it's enough. So that's their shita. This is all kais shita, one shita we show him, that dalat kais is just like kiddush. And there's no din, everybody has to drink from it. There's a ganz brisker rav here, the loch we are not like that. The Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Shita is that Arba Kosis is a special halacha different than Kiddush. Even though by Kiddush is enough just for one person to make Kiddush, but Shita, the way we do is, Dalat Kosis is a special mitzvah, you have to drink the wine. It's not just considered a bracha, a kosher bracha, but rather here there's a chayv, the Chama wanted you, but after to drink four kosher of wine, because that's called derech eris, zech letzias mitzrayim, we're supposed to, but after drink wine, Pesach by night. And the chiyuv is when everybody in the family has their own chiyuv to have their own dalat kosher. And that's our minig. And the Rambam learns this from Shana Gemara also. That the Gemara says, Sarach lishta is roi puhu deshasi rubu dekasa, there's a new din by dalat kosher. That it's not enough to drink a Mala Lugmav. You have to drink Rav of your kais. No matter how big the kais is, if you have a kais that has five revius in it, you have to drink at least Rav of that cup. There's a new din of dalat kais. How much do you have to drink? More than a Mala Lugmav. It's a din that you have to drink Rav of the kais. Because really the din is to drink the whole kais. But we say Ruba Kukula. If you drink Rav of the kais,
That's considered like he drank the whole thing. But there's a new din, Pesach B'nai, to Dalat Kaisa. The other mitzvah is Badavka to drink Dalat Kaisa. That's the mitzvah. If you drink less, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. And that's how a minig usually. How a minig is that everybody has their own kais. And here it's a din, you're supposed to at least drink rov of your kais. If you have a very big kais also, you have to drink rov of the kais. It's not the way Tosfos learns in our Gemara. It means molilugmov, but rather the way Rambam learns in the Gemara. There's a new din, derech eris here, that you have to drink rov of the cup. That's this Gemara. Vudi yishti rov of the kasa. You have to drink rov of the cup. Yeah. And he learned also, Hishkol mehen lebonav leisim is the same thing. It means that you had a tremendously big cup. So you drank a rov of the cup, then you can let them also drink rov of the cup. But about it, everybody has to drink rov of the cup of wine, Pesach B'nai. Less than that, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. Right. Meisvei. Dalat koises halalu, sorach shebehem kidei revias. You have to have revias to eat all of them. Echad chai, whether the wine is raw, strong wine, v'echad mazik, whether it's diluted wine. Echad chodesh, whether it's new wine, v'echad yoshin, old wine. We have Yehudu Oymet, Sorach Sheboi, Tam Umara, Yayin. The wine also has to, Tam has to taste very good, or Umara has to look red. Ketani Miyas, Akopon, what does it say here? Kedei Revias. How much wine do you have to have in each cup? You have to have Revias of Lug in each cup. V'yata Matin, you before said, Kais Yofa. You didn't say a Lachna of a Revias. You said it has to be a Kais Yofa. So the Havaminer is a nice cup is a different shear than a Revias. So why do you say Stama Kais Yofa? Shel Bracha, here it says you have to have a Revias. And the Gemara Poshet, Idividichat Shir, Enechlami, that's Gufa, the same shear. Who? My Kedayim Zigas Kais Yofa, the Kamer. What does it mean you have to have by the Dal Kaisis? Each cup has to be filled up like a nice Kais. What does that mean, a Kais Yofa? That means, Lechol Chad Vechad, Lehevi Lu, Kula Revias. That each one by itself should have a river revias, each one should have of raw wine a quarter of revias, today that between all of them you have revias of yain, and when you dilute it, put the water into each cup, you'll have each cup will also be revias. But the kids said, that's the loch, each cup has to have revias of wine in it. You have a quarter of revias of the raw wine, and then you add 3/4 of water, so together you get a revias of yain. But that's to share how much wine you have to have in the cup. And we spoke out, the Moshe says that in the Rabbonin you could be Seimech, that 3.3 ounces is called Revias, and in the Arises, the Yolda should have 4.4. Now, to me, the first Kais of the Dalat Kaisis, that could be the Arisim, because that you're making Kiddush on. So for that, you should have a Becher has at least 4.4 ounces of wine. The second, third, and fourth cup, that's Zichron only with the Rabbonin. His Dalat Kaisis is only with the Rabbonin. Then you could be Mako 3.3 ounces. But that's how much wine you should have in the Becher. Right. We have Yudawai Mad, Sarah Sheboy Tamumara. It has to taste good, it has to look good. Omar Rova, my time with Rabbi Yudah, what's Trani Rabbi Yudah? The Pasuk says, Al Teira Yain Ki Sodom. Don't look into the wine because it makes you red. In other words, real wine has to be red. So that's why the Indian, a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchah, to have red wine for the Pesach, for the Seder by night. So he just says here, right, they're bringing down this Pasuk to show the Zachshivis in having red wine. Allah, I think, has brought down that if you, Badafka, like white wine, and white wine is more chashiv to you, then you're allowed to use it also. But if you have the two types of wine, red and white, and they're both the same chashiv, if there isn't in you to have red wine, Pesach by night. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Ha'kil chayovim b'yar b'koisis, halolu. Echad anoshim v'yechad noshim v'yechad tinoikis. That's the Tanakama. Even tonight, even children also, you have a chiyah to give them dalat kaisis. And Pasha, this means when they are giyah l'chinuch. That doesn't mean some little kid. But once they understand the inyan of it, tzias mitzrayim, and you can explain to them, they have a chiyah to give them dalat kaisis also. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chimatu elis yesh l'tinoikis b'yayin. What do children gain out of drinking wine? Rashbam learns, halay paturim min ha-mitzvahs. Ze'apotem min ha-mitzvah. Some of us want to learn, it doesn't really mean that potem and a mitzvah, even if they're gil chinuch, but the svar isn't wine. Like, what do we drink wine for? It's supposed to make us happy, put us into a good mood. A child doesn't appreciate that. Then maybe it'll make him shikha, it won't be good for him. Sats of Yudishita is not a svar to give kids wine to drink. Elo different Yudishita is, mechalkan loin klois. You know what to do? Give them better? Give them something good to play with. Give them klois.